that up to right now. 1235.
Thank you, Mayor.
Item 1235. Authorize intergovernmental agreement with Metro for participation in the Sidewalk Labs replica pilot test in an amount not to exceed $152,433.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, before I turn this over to staff, I'd just like to say that I am very excited about this project, that the more information we have about how, when, and why our streets are being used, the better we're able to plan for and accommodate those demands and make the city work better for everyone. And I think my biggest concern, I imagine many members of the public would be concerned about privacy. So I just want to assure everyone that this is de-identified location data, and it is not about tracking individuals. It's about the collective use of our streets. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to staff.
And again, this was a pulled item, so brevity would be appreciated.
Absolutely. Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Council members. As Commissioner Udaly noted, we are here to seek your approval to enter into a pilot with Metro. This is Elliot Rose sitting to my left here from Metro to represent their interest in this effort, as well as Kevin Martin to my right for Smart City PDX. This effort has been an ongoing working effort with Metro to determine, along with TriMet, how and why we might enter into this pilot. So this has been a long, thoughtful process. We are not here deliberately. We are here deliberately, but we are not here having not thought this through A to Z, privacy, security, taking all these considerations into mind, as well as determining why would we go this route. With that in mind, we are here to seek your approval. Sidewalk Labs Replica is an advanced data modeling tool focused almost exclusively on transportation and transportation patterns. It is akin to what we do today in our planning division with respect to how we model behavior, how we model traffic patterns, et cetera, along with how Metro themselves do advanced traffic modeling and pattern identification on an annual basis. This is core to the work that we do to understand how our investments might impact transportation across the city, different jurisdictions, across different populations. With that in mind, what Replica is? Replica is a tool that provides what is called a high-fidelity synthetic representation of how people travel during a typical week. What a synthetic population is, I'll try to simplify this. It gets incredibly complicated, and I can't probably explain it to you.
You're on an elevator, and you have five floors.
Perfect. That's exactly what I need. What they do is they take census data, and then they layer in underneath the census data additional inputs. In this case, it's GPS data coming off of cell phones along with various other sources. For example, the data we get from scooter companies, they'll layer this in to try and tell a story so that we can get down one layer deeper and understand at almost a household level in a representative way how people are traveling throughout the city. This is, again, core. This is not the type of data that has been available up to this point. Industry is now coming to us with these types of solutions, and we would like to take the next 12 months to enter into this pilot, to actively work with Metro, TriMet, and our BPS partners to assess this information to see if it meets our needs. The core thing about this, we will set forward acceptance criteria. That is what we need to see this tool do, and if Sidewalk Labs does not meet these, we will not pay a cent. So they have the 12-month period, this 12-month pilot, to show us that what they're telling us they can do, they can actually do it. If they, in fact, can do it, this could be game-changing for how we do what we do at PBOT with respect to when we make investments, being able to see in an aggregated fashion how these things are changing. What is changing? Is it making an impact? And how so? This is the type of information today we collect on a project-by-project basis via surveys, via hand counts, the various ways it's expensive, it's labor intensive. This tool could fundamentally change that game for us, and that's what we're looking to do. So with that in mind, I open it up for questioning. We are here to answer whatever questions or concerns you have, but again, we view this as a very strategic effort that is in line with Council's ambition to make that and make the government more data and technology driven.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for your presentation. The Council is due to consider the privacy policy coming out of the Smart Cities work early in the new year, which we directed to come back at that point. So I'm going to presume that since there is a clause in Exhibit A about the change to the scope of work, that you Portland staff will be bound by the council's action, even though it's going to happen after this?
Absolutely. And we, again, with Kevin here, we are working closely with the work that BPS is leading on the data security and privacy within the smart city space right now. And we will ensure that as the contract is defined with Sidewalk Labs, that that is in compliance with what we, the city, have laid out.
Great. Thank you.
And I'd just like to add that Replica starts with data that has already been de-identified. They are not handling that personalized information at any point in this process.
Correct. And any information we do receive from Sidewalk Labs will be, again, there will be no PII within that data. It will be at a level where we cannot trace that down to an individual and their individualized movements. That's not what this is about.
Excellent. Thank Very you. Good. Is there a public testimony on this item? I assume somebody pulled it.
Lightning.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Thanks for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity. One of the concerns I have on this is dealing with my good friends at Google and Alphabet that also created the Skylab, and also Mr. Bloomberg on this, is that, as you know, Google can't keep their information private. And this is what we're talking here. We're not talking little players coming in here and grabbing data. They are planning on taking this city and making it into what they want with this data. This is about autonomous vehicles, their end game, their most profit on this. They are going to gather data through your credit card companies, through other locations, and they are going to utilize this data to do a digital infrastructure in this city in the way that they want to see this city move forward and create opportunities for Google, Alphabet, and Skylabs. The reality here is we need to keep very close information on this data. We need to have a real clear understanding. What is your end game here? What do you want from this city? We saw what happened with the shared economy when they came in and said, we're going to share your economy with the taxi cab companies. Well, have these taxi cab companies sit in here and ask them how much they've shared our economy with us. We are dealing with the tech companies here with a lot of power, a lot of clout, and they're not coming in here just to play games. They're coming in here to route everything they need, to get the data, everything they need, and they will also be looking at the buildings, the structure of the buildings, how we build the buildings, and they are coming in to redesign our whole city. Now, I ask one question to Google and my good friend Larry Page. Are you going to take care of us in this city like the tech companies did when they said it's a shared economy? In this synthetic population, let's not be fake, Silicon Valley. Don't call our population here synthetic. We're real people. We want to know what you're going to do with this data. We want to know what your end game is. And we want to know everything you're doing. I want to look above you, Larry Page. Every move you make, I want to know what you're doing and what direction you're going. What you're going to do in this city. Remember, we're doing just fine right now. We don't need Google. We don't need Alphabet coming in here and doing a takeover of this city. So again, I want this to be watched very close on privacy concerns and protecting the interests of the people of this city from these technology giants. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, Ted. I have to second the motion on that because when I listen to music on the computer, and then I go into a restaurant and I pay for a meal, and they switch their music and they start playing music that I was listening to. That's not privacy, and it's very offensive. I find to be doing that. And Google and Facebook, and I've got to say, the GOP, the CIA, the FBI, they all let Tesla, they let everybody into the electoral process, and the Supreme Court, they just let everybody into the electoral process. And we could see that with the popular vote being for Hillary, and then by district, the GOP took it. You know, that's just wrong. We need to stop all this. And you know, Facebook and Google did not help with that. They're not political. They just go with whatever's going to financially help them. And we need to stop that. Okay. And the second thing is about PDOT. Okay, they already know where people are, you know, in terms of demographics and how people use the metro and the MAX and the buses. And the reason I know this is because they want to take all the MAX stop down at Skidmore from the poorest, most disabled, most elderly people, they want to stop that stop in 2019. Also, I go around to all the social services, and there are no benches for anybody at any of these social services. So they've taken the poorest and the most disabled and the most elderly people and left them without benches to sit on while they wait for the bus. And you go to the most economically wealthy parts of town, and they've got the best benches and the best covers, and there is nothing for people like me who are in Salvation Army who have to carry their stuff around and their feet swell and they crack and they end up in the emergency room having to have their feet operated on. I was, you know, in Providence like 6 times. And I had no place to sit down, you know, at any of these social. So they already know how to demographically figure these things out because they've denied service to disabled and elderly people. So why should they, you know, have that 12-month thing? They don't need it.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
I don't know about good yet, but morning. My concern is what are you thinking? Seriously. I mean, since 9/11, our privacy has gone out the window. Have you thought about that? I mean, she brought up a good point, bad analogy, but good point about, you know, you talk about something with your friend, you talk about a health condition, and you happen to have your phone next to you, and next thing you know, you've got advertisements on your electronics. I know you guys have seen it. It's not crazy. They do monitor us already. Why are you going to invite more of this in? Why are you going to invite more invasion of privacy that we've already given too much away of because of 9/11? Why are you going to do that? I mean, as far as transportation is concerned, TriMet insisted that we come up, that we use these lovely little stupid cards to get around, these hop cards, okay? These hop cards track me everywhere I go. It's on the app. Look it up. It already tracks me. It's not only when I swipe my card. It's everywhere I go. I can't wait for this to get into court and be challenged. Oh, no, Judge, I wasn't there. Look on my hop card record. It tells you exactly where I've been. Why are you going to give away more of our privacy when we have so little as already? I don't understand. Please think this through some more. It makes no sense. I defer the rest of my time to Lightning if you'd like it.
Thank you very much. He's already spoken. Thank you.
I just want to say one thing.
No, you've already had your chance to testify.
I leave and you throw me out.
Excuse me. You have. You, we. Excuse me. You are in violation
it's
of council rules.
Issue.
Lightning, sit down. Lightning, Lightning, sit down. You got your 3 minutes.
For the little pregnant women.
We'll take a recess.
You are negligent. I'm going to leave right now, Glad.